我们最后一次要来看马拉基书里面神跟人的对话。
This is our last session studying the conversation between God and men in the book of Malachi.
让我们来学习，我们怎么能够更认识神。
Here we will learn how we can get to know God even better.
然后用认识神的知识来调整我们的观念，调整我们的生活。
And we use that knowledge to thereby adjust our footstep, adjust our lifestyles.
使我们跟神的关系能够越来越好。
So that our relationship with God can be even better.
神是我们的根本。
God is our foundation.
他是主人。
He is our master.
他是父亲。
He is our father.
他是全能的。
He is almighty.
如果我们跟神的关系好。
If we have a good relationship with God,
真的世界上没有什么忧虑。
Then we'll have no worries in this world.
也没有什么害怕。
We will have no fear in this world.
因为我们的主人，我们的老板是神啊。
Because our master, our boss is God.
我们的父亲是丰盛的。
Our father is abundant.
所以我们今天为什么问题这么多？
So today, why do we have so many problems?
我们跟神的关系不好。
It's because we don't have a good relationship with God.
所以我们人生一个非常重要的目标。
There is a very important goal in our life.
就是要重新建立跟神的关系。
And that is we need to reestablish our relationship with God.
这个是所有事情里面第一要务。
This is the most priority of all the things we have to do.
但是很可惜，就是很多人虽然信主很久。
Unfortunately, there are people, many people that believe in the Lord for a long time.
还是没有办法完全认识这个真理。
But yet they still don't know this truth very well.
神是一切的根本。
God is the root, the foundation of everything.
他掌控一切。
He is in control of everything.
他是万福的来源。
He is the source of all blessings.
所以我们要抓住这个根本。
So we have to hold on to this basics.
好，我们先来回来看马拉基书。
Let's turn back to Book of Malachi.
第六次的对话。
The sixth conversation.
第三章
Chapter 3
马拉基书的第三章
Malachi Chapter 3
十三节
Verse 13
在1126页十三节神说你们用话顶撞你们还说我们用什么话顶撞你呢
Verse 13 Your words have been harsh against me says the Lord yet you say what have we spoken against you?
有时候我们当父亲的会感觉到我们讲的话孩子在顶撞我们。
Sometimes as parents we feel like our children are speaking against us.
那一个明理的父亲都会想。
So for a reasonable father, he might start thinking.
我的孩子这样顶撞我可能我也有什么错误。
If my children talk back to me this way, maybe I did something wrong.
因为这个人跟人不是，有时候不是百分之百的对，百分之百的错。
Because interpersonal relationship is not always black and white.
所以小孩子会顶撞父亲，有时候父亲也有反省的空间。
Sometimes when the children talk back to the parents also need to examine themselves.
但是当神说，你们顶撞我。
But when God says that you speak against me,
神是没有错的。
God is absolutely right.
一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐都是从神来的。
And all the goodness, the perfection, all the blessings comes from God.
在神里面没有不好。
So in God, there's nothing that's bad.
在神里面没有不完全。
In God, there's no imperfection.
在神里面没有黑暗。
In God, there's no darkness.
他是众光之父。
He is the Father of all light.
他是绝对的对，绝对的好。
He is the absolute right.
所以当神说你们用话顶撞我。
So when God says you have been harsh against me.
这个问题是在我们。
So the problem is in us.
但是更大的问题是什么？
But what is the bigger problem?
你们说我用什么话顶撞你呢？
They say, what have we spoken against you?
所以很简单，以色列百姓不知道他这样讲是顶撞神。
And the reason is because the Israelites did not know what they're saying is speaking against God.
是神不高兴的。
So that God is displeased with them.
是会让神疏远的。
And that God would distance himself away from them.
如果他不知道这样是顶撞神。
If they do not know what they're saying is speaking against God,
他可能就继续这样讲。
Then maybe they will continue to say the same thing.
可能就会继续这样做。
They will continue to do the same wrong.
那神跟人的关系就越来越不好。
And so the relationship between God and men will be even worse.
但是如果他们知道说啊，这样讲不对。
But now if they realize what they're saying is wrong,
神不高兴。
That what they're saying displeases to God.
那么他们观念就会改变。
So perhaps their mind might change.
他们的生活就会改变。
Maybe their lifestyle will change.
这样一改变之后，跟神的关系就好了。
Once they change, then their relationship with God is restored.
所以最可怕的不是病。
So what is the most scary is not the disease itself.
最可怕的是我们不知道自己有病。
What is scary is that we don't realize that we are sick.
大部分的病都可以医的。
Most of the disease can be healed.
但是如果我们不知道自己有病
，But if we don't know that we are sick,
一直拖到。已经最后一个阶段就太慢了。
And we delay until it's a terminal stage, then everything's too late.
人跟神的关系也是这样。
And that same concept applies to our relationship with God.
最可怕的是我们不知道我跟神的关系当中有什么问题。
The most scary part is we don't know, what is the problem between our relationship with God.
如果我们知道有问题。
If we realize that there's a problem,
也知道问题在哪里。
And we realize where the problem is.
神是慈爱的。
God is merciful.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
在神的慈爱跟信实之下，这个关系都可能再恢复的。
In His mercy and faithfulness, all our relationship can be restored.
好，那为着要知道我们跟神的关系是什么情况。
In order to know what is the state of our relationship with God.
所以我们需要追求属灵的知识。
We need to pursue the spiritual knowledge.
我们现在看第二章。
Let's turn to chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
祭司的嘴应当存知识，人也应当从他的口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之神的使者。
Verse 7. For the lips of a priest should keep knowledge, and people should seek the law from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
在旧约时代。
So in the Old Testament,
不是每个人都有圣经。
Not everybody has a scripture.
所以旧约时代，神要传达他的讯息，需要有一个使者。
In the Old Testament time, in order for God to deliver His message, there needs to be a messenger.
有时候是借着先知，有时候借着祭司。
Sometimes that messenger is prophet, sometimes is a priest.
那神的话启示到他，他就全国走透透，就开始去颁布神。
Once God's message comes to him, he will walk all over the country to spread God's message.
所以很多人看到祭司先知来了，他有什么问题就会跟他问。
So sometimes when people see that the priest or prophet comes to their town, they will ask other questions.
那神就会感动他，透过祭司的嘴，先知的嘴，就讲出神的话来。
So God will move the priest or the prophet, and through their mouth they will speak His words.
那他们就可以知道啊，这样对，这样错，可以调整自己。
So the people will know the right from wrong. They can adjust their life.
那今天祭司是谁
？So today, who is the priest?
先知是谁
？Who is the prophet?
在新约时代
，In the New Testament,
得圣灵就是受膏。
To receive the Holy Spirit is considered being anointed.
旧约时代有三种人被膏。
In the Old Testament time, there are three types of people that can be anointed.
君王
King
先知
Prophet
祭司
And priest
三种人被膏。
These three types of people can be anointed.
是神的使者。
So these three are the messengers of God.
是非常可贵的。
So it's very precious.
那个膏在新约时代就是圣灵。
So that anointment in the New Testament is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们受洗之后得到圣灵就是受膏。
After we were baptized, receive the Holy Spirit, we're considered anointed.
我们跟主耶稣一起做王。
We reign as king with Lord Jesus.
做王要有权柄啊。
So if to be king, you have to have authority.
这个权柄是从圣灵来的。
And that authority also comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以奉主耶稣圣名。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
可以赶鬼。
You can cast out demons.
奉主耶稣圣名。
In name Lord Jesus Christ.
洗礼罪可以赦免。
When you baptize, your sin can be forgiven.
这就是跟主耶稣一起做王。
So this is what it means to be reigned as a king with Lord Jesus.
将来我们要跟主耶稣一起做王来行审判。
In the future, we will also reign with Jesus as a king to perform judgment.
所以我们在属灵上是极其尊贵的。
So spiritually speaking, we are precious and royal.
不只是神的儿女。
We're not only considered children of God.
我们是跟神一起做王。
We reign as king with Lord Jesus.
那我们也是先知。
We're also prophets.
那为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say that?
所有神的旨意都隐藏在圣经里面。
Every message of God is hidden in this Bible.
我们生活所需要的一些指引全部都在圣经里面。
All the teachings that we need to guide our lives is all in this Bible.
所以有时候我们会问人很多的问题，圣经没有。
So sometimes we ask a lot of questions, not from the Bible.
那我们就想，为什么圣经这个问题不记呢？
So we wonder, why is the Bible not record this question?
就表示神认为我们不需要知道，也不会影响我们的信仰生活。
This is because God thinks that we don't need to know the answer, and it will not affect our life.
但是凡是我们需要知道来建立我们信仰生活，全部都在圣经里面。
But everything that we need to know to establish our faith, it's all recorded in the Bible.
但是这个圣经是封住的。
But this Bible is sealed.
所以你对给认识字的人来说，每一个字我都懂，每一句都懂，但是这一段在讲什么我不知道。
So to a literate person, they, even though they can read every word, but they don't understand the passage, the meaning behind the passage.
这是封住的。
Because it is sealed.
那怎么封住呢？
How is it sealed?
圣经说神用他的神所默示的，在提摩太后书，那个默示就是神用他的气吹在人身上，人就开始写。
In the 2 Timothy, it records that this is inspired by God. God breathed into the person, so the person starts writing.
那这个气是一种奥秘。
So this breath is a mystery.
好像圣灵一样。
Just like the Holy Spirit.
所以这个写出来的书，这个是奥秘。
So the book that is written is also a mystery.
封住的。
Because this is sealed.
那这个封住要怎么解开呢？
So how do you break the seal?
就是真理的圣灵。
And that requires the truth of Holy Spirit.
所以当我们祷告，
So when we pray,
被圣灵充满,
when we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
神给我们属灵的智慧,
God gave us a spiritual wisdom,
我们圣经就看得懂,
we can understand the Bible,
而且越看越深,
and the more we read, the more profound we will learn from the Bible,
而且越看我们对神的认识越深,
the more we read, the more we understand God,
我们越了解神的旨意,
the more we understand the will of God.
那当我们把这个神的旨意这样讲出来,
so when we explain the will, the message of God,
就是做先知讲道。
Then we are considered prophet and we're preaching the teaching.
所以为什么我们教会鼓励每个人都要读圣经？
This is why our church encourages every member to read the Bible.
我们知道天主教不鼓励信徒读圣经。
We know the Catholics don't encourage their members to read the scripture.
因为他觉得圣经太奥秘了，你自己读自己解会解错的。
Because they think that the Bible is too mysterious, so that if you read it yourself, you might get the wrong interpretation.
这样关心也是对的。
So that there's some truth to that.
为什么？
Why?
因为当一个人没有圣灵，
Because when a person doesn't have the Holy Spirit,
人读圣经来解圣经，
and they use their own interpretation to explain the Bible,
常常用人在世界上的经验要来解圣经，
they often use their worldly experience to try to interpret the Bible.
我们看尼哥底母是一个法利赛人，
Look at the example of Nicodemus, he was a Pharisee.
法利赛人是犹太人宗教的老师啊。
Pharisees are considered teachers of all Israelites.
耶稣跟他讲，
Lord Jesus told him,
人如果不是从水跟圣灵生，
Lord Jesus told him, if a man is not born of water and spirit,
就不能进神的国，
he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这个是很严肃的一件事情。
This is a very serious matter.
不能进神的国很严重了。
It's very serious to not be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
这个法利赛人怎么问，这个尼哥底母怎么问呢？
What did Nicodemus ask?
那这样我怎么能够从母亲的肚子里面生出来呢？
He asked, how can I come out of my mother's womb once again?
所以他就以地上的经验要来了解重生。
So he uses worldly knowledge to try to understand rebirth.
因为他没有圣灵。
Because he didn't have the Holy Spirit.
所以天主教不鼓励人读圣经可以了解，因为你没有圣灵读不懂。
Because it's understandable that the Catholics don't encourage your members to read the Bible because without the Holy Spirit they wouldn't understand it.
那今天我们在真耶稣教会，
But today we are in True Jesus Church.
我们每一个人都要读圣经。
Every one of us needs to read the Bible.
所以我们有时候我们看到有一些教会哦，一个礼拜有七章。
Some churches every week they read seven chapters.
有的是一个礼拜十四章。
Some churches will read 14 chapters per week.
那一个礼拜所有的正道、家庭聚会、查经，全部都以那七章或十四章为主。
In that week, all the sermons, all the family Bible studies will center around the seven or fourteen chapters.
这样下去是非常可贵的。
So this is very precious.
你一个礼拜七章，三年读一次。
Because if you read seven chapters per week, you'll read the Bible in 3 years.
如果我们信三十年，我们圣经读十次。
If you're a believer for 30 years, then you would have read the Bible 10 times.
当我们圣经 越读越深之后
，So the more you read the Bible，
真理在我们心里面
，The truth then is in our hearts。
我们眼睛亮起来
，So our eyes will open。
要看事情看得很清楚
，When we see things, we see very clearly。
是非能够分别得很清楚
，We can discern right from wrong easily。
这我到一个教会去领会
，Once I went to a church to lead a service。
一个弟兄九十几岁
，There is a brother that was in his nineties。
他拿十三张读经表给我看
，He showed me 13 reading Bible reading schedules。
我真的很感动
，So I was very moved by that。
他说我在这个教会从某某年开始推动这个读经。
He said that I've been trying to promote Bible reading in this church。
那个时候他们教会是一天读三章。
And at the time, the schedule is to read 3 chapters per day。
那这个读经表刚好一年可以勾一遍。
And the schedule will allow you to read the Bible once in a year。
今年2013年。
So this year is 2013。
他读十三遍。
So he read the Bible 13 times。
九十岁的老弟兄读十三遍。
A 90-year-old brother, he's read the Bible 13 times。
真的是很感动。
So I was very moved by that。
所以今天我们要明白神的话。
So today, if we want to understand the words of God,
在旧约时代是从祭司的嘴来寻求。
In the Old Testament time, you seek from the prophets.
今天我们每一个人得到圣灵。
But today, every one of us has received the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人读圣经，神都会开导我们对神的话了解越来越深。
Every one of us, as we read the Bible, God will open our hearts so we can understand His teachings even more.
我们再看第二章第八节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 8.
你们却偏离正道，许多人在律法上跌倒。
Verse 8, but you have departed from the way, you have caused many to stumble at the law.
当时的祭司因为没有传达神的话。
At the time, because a prophet did not deliver the message of God.
所以他讲的不对。
So what they're saying, the teaching is wrong.
有很多人在律法上跌倒。
So there are many people that stumble at the law.
那今天我们对神的话了解越来越深。
And so today, as we understand God's words even more,
我们就不会在神的话语上跌倒。
We will not stumble at the law of God.
因为我们很清楚神要我们做什么。
Because we can know it very clearly, what is it that God wants us to do?
所以马拉基书这个六次的对话里面
，So in the six conversations in Book of Malachi，
我们发现人真的是不了解神。
What we realize that men truly do not know God。
为什么
？Why？
因为那个时候没有祭司吧
？Because at the time there's no priest。
或者祭司腐化了，没有再传神的话。
Or perhaps the priests are all corrupted. They did not deliver the message of God。
但是今天我们就没有借口。
But today we will have no excuse。
每一个人都有圣经。
Because everybody has a Bible.
每一个人都得圣灵。
Everybody has a Holy Spirit.
所以认真祷告，认真读圣经，认真听道理，我们对真理的领受会越来越深。
If you strive to pray more, to study the Bible more, to listen to more sermons, you will know the truth more.
那我们现在因为网络很发达。
So today, because we are so advanced in computer and internet.
万一说我读不懂。
And if you encounter something you don't understand,
上到网络可以听到很多不同的正道。
You can go online and listen to various sermons.
那每个人从不同的角度从神领受不同。
Everybody receive different messages from God from different perspectives.
这一个人在讲创世纪，跟那个人在讲创世纪，有时候角度不同，那个真理的亮光就会有一点不同。
From two people that speak the same book, for example, Book of Genesis, because the perspectives are different, so the light is shone in the message may be different.
好像我们在看一个东西，从正面、从侧面、从后面这样看。
Just like we're looking at an object from different angles.
那我们就看这个东西就更清楚。
With all the angles, we can see this object even more clearly.
所以如果我们真的读圣经读不懂
，So if you truly don't understand the Bible,
你上到网络才可以找到每一卷，差不多每一卷的解经。
You can go online and find the explanation for each book in the Bible.
所以我们今天如果真的要追求
，So today, if you really have the heart to pursue,
真的是很方便。
It would be very convenient to do so.
所以我们现在这个世代
，So in this time,
认识神的知识要像海洋一样普遍。
The knowledge that we have with God should be as vast as the ocean.
问题是，我们是不是有真的下功夫去追求？
The problem is, have we put in the effort to pursue the knowledge?
好，我们现在回来看马拉基书的第三章。
Let's turn back to Malachi chapter 3.
十三节。
Verse 13.
说你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我用什么话顶撞你呢？
Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you?
十四节。
14.
你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐在万军的 神面前苦苦的斋戒有什么益处呢？
14. You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinances and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts?
这里啊，当时的以色列百姓提三个问题。
Here the Israelites brought up three questions.
那这个三个问题都跟信仰有关系。
All three questions has to do with their faith.
这个三个问题他都打上问号。
And they put question mark next to all three questions.
第一个问题是什么？
What is the first question?
说侍奉神是徒然的。
They said that it's useless to serve God.
以今天来讲啊，
In today's term,
天天做圣工，
You would do the holy work every day.
这个有什么用？
What is the use of that?
服侍神有什么用？
What is the purpose of serving God?
那为什么这样讲啊？神不高兴。
Why is it that what they're saying is displeasing to God?
圣经说神就是父亲嘛。
The Bible tells us that God is a father.
你现在看，有一天你是父亲。
So imagine one day when you're a father.
两个小孩子在对话。
And the two children are having conversation amongst them.
服侍爸爸有什么用？
And one might say that what's the purpose of serving dad?
他可能讲的是事实。
Perhaps what they're saying is a truth.
因为人年纪大会退化变小孩。
And because when for a man when he gets older, he might go back to the state of a child.
那如果用现实的观点来，服侍爸爸有什么用？
So from a practical perspective, what is the usefulness of serving your dad?
除非父母亲钱很多。
Unless your parents have a lot of money.
而且他握在手里。
And they are in control of their money.
这个小孩子就很认真服侍他。
And then this child might serve their parents very diligently.
因为不认真，我把他遗嘱一改，你什么都没有。
Because if I don't serve my parents, I'm afraid they might change their will, and I might get nothing.
真的，有的父母就很爱孩子啊，怕脚一闪睡，就还没有死，就先把名字改给孩子。
And some parents are afraid that when they love their children so much that before they even die, they change all the assets under their children's name.
那等到年老的时候。
So when they're older,
孩子已经得到财产了。
The children already received their assets.
我在想，那我现在服侍我爸爸做什么？
So they might think, what's the point of serving my dad?
就两个兄弟推来推去啊，你服侍我服侍，就是没有人要。
So they might try to get rid of the responsibility. Nobody wants to help the parents.
当然，父母是刀子在割啊，很痛苦啊。
And of course, as parents, their hearts are aching because it's sad.
那神就是我们的父亲。
So dad, so God is our father.
所以地上的人在论说，服侍神有什么好处？
So when the people in the world are saying, what's the usefulness of serving God?
为什么会产生这样的念头？
Why is it that they have even this kind of thoughts?
如果我们看十五节，
If you look at verse 15,
如今我们称狂妄的人有福了，并且行恶的得以建立，他们虽然试探神，却脱离灾祸。
Verse 15, so now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are raised up, they even tempt God and go free.
原来他们是在比较才会这样讲。
And it is because they compare with each other, that's why they say this.
因为当时有一些犹太人，他很狂妄，他也目中无神啊。
At the time, there are some Jews that were very proud, he did not honor God.
甚至在生活当中犯很多罪。
Even in their lives, they have committed many sins.
甚至在生活当中在试探神。
And even in their lives, they tempt God.
他发现了这些人日子都过得很好。
And people realize that these people still live a good life.
那我服侍神这么认真。
And so when I serve God so diligently,
好像我的生活没有比他好。
But my life is not any better than theirs.
那这样服侍神要做什么？
And so what is the use of serving God?
这是第一个顶撞神。
So this is the first example of harsh against God.
那既然神说你这样讲顶撞，我就表示你这样讲不对的。
And God says, since you speak so harshly against me, this means that you're wrong.
服侍神没有用，这个是不对的。
If you think it's useless to serve God, this is a wrong thought.
从两方面来讲不对的。
It's wrong from two different angles.
第一个，
First,
神很爱我们。
God loves us.
差遣独生子来。
He sent his one and only son
来救我们。
To save us.
所以我们才有永恒的恩典。
So that we have eternal life.
因此圣经里面讲。
So the Bible tells us.
一人替众人死。
That one man died for all.
众人就死了。
And so all men have died.
现在活着。
And now he lives.
不是为自己活。
So now we live not for ourselves.
乃是为那为我们死而复活的主。
But rather we live for the Lord that died for us.
所以服侍神是对神的一种感恩。
So when we serve God is our thanksgiving towards God.
那我们既然恩典得到了，再讲服侍神没有用，对神来讲，这个真的是很难过的。
So now that we already receive the blessings of God and we say what's the use of serving God, of course, this is very sad.
耶稣死在十字架上。
Lord Jesus died on the cross.
救我们脱离罪。
He has saved us from sins.
如果今天我们讲服侍主耶稣有什么用?
So today if we say what's the use of serving God?
我想主耶稣会怎么想?
Imagine how Lord Jesus might feel.
所以这样第一个这个这样讲就不对了。
And so first this is why they're wrong.
第二个
Second point,
服侍神
to serve God has benefits.
我们先看哥罗多前书
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章
First Corinthians chapter 15.
最后一节
Last verse.
所以五十八节
58
所以我亲爱的弟兄你们务要坚固不可动摇常常竭力多做主工因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面是不徒然
58 Therefore my beloved brethren be steadfast immovable always abounding in the works of the Lord knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord
15章在讲死人复活
So chapter 15 talks about resurrecting the dead
这个是我们人生的最大盼望
And this is our ultimate hope of our life
那这个死人复活对我现在的生活有什么益处
So how is resurrecting the dead to come back alive benefit my life now
有什么影响
How does it influence my life
如果我真的相信死人复活
If I truly believe in resurrection
而且将来每一个人荣耀都不一样
And I believe that in the future everybody's glory is different
我们生活方式会改变
Then our lives will change
所以五十八节
58
说要坚固不可以摇动
Be steadfast, immovable
要常常做工要竭力多做工
Always abounding in the works of the Lord
因为主里面的劳苦是不徒然的
Knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord
不徒然这句话就很重要
And not in vain, this is very important
有时候我们去参加一个丧礼
Sometimes when we go to a funeral
这个都会有这个故人历略
And we all have the eulogy
那这故人历略就是从出生写到死亡
And this eulogy includes all the things they have done from the time of birth till the time of death.
这个就这个人的历史。
And so this is a history of the person.
前面一小段可能是父母写的。
And the first small section may be written by his parents.
但后面一段都是我们自己写我们自己的历史。
But the last part is a major part is we're writing our own history.
那你这看这个历史里面哦，到最后你就用笔。跟神有关系的，你都把它圈起来。
So if you look at the history and you circle all the points where it's associated with God,
这个就是跟它的价值。
And that would be the value of that eulogy.
在神的面前价值。
And that is a value before God.
其他跟神没有关系的。
So all the rest that is not associated with God.
丧礼一完，就逐渐从历史被擦掉。
When the funeral is over, it's erased slowly from the history.
这个叫做不突然。
Because so this is called not in vain.
所以为什么我们需要服侍神
And this is why we need to serve God.
因为当我们生活的每一部分都跟神有关系
When every aspect of our life has to do with God.
这一部分在神面前就是有价值
And that portion has values before God.
所以什么叫做行事为人对得起神
So what does it mean by in everything we do, we are not guilty before God?
对得起神 worthy of God.
That we're worthy of God.
在一个天平里面
So on a scale,
一边是放神
One side you put God.
一边是放我们的生活
One side, the other side, you weigh your life.
这个神跟人是不对等的
And God is not in proportion with men.
你怎么让这个天平这个指针指在中间
So how can you make the scale even?
就是人这边要把神放进来
And that is in, on the side of men, you need to add God on your side.
我做的都是为着神的荣耀
Everything I do is for the glory of God.
我做的都是遵照神的旨意。
Everything I've done is according to the will of God.
我做的都是为了讨神喜欢。
Everything I've done is to please God.
当这个神一加进来。
So when you add the weight of God on your side.
我们的生活跟神就可以对等。
then our life will be even on the scale with God.
那在神面前，这个生活就是有价值。
And so before God, this life has value.
所以有时候服侍神的恩典是来世的。
So sometimes the grace of serving God is for the next life.
有时候服侍神的恩典是今生。
And sometimes the benefit, the blessings of serving God is in this life.
有时候两个都有。
Sometimes both.
这是很好的。
This is great.
因为服事，我们的生活变成很有意义。
Because of our service, our life now has a meaning.
变成很有价值。
Has a value.
所以第一个讲法，服事神有什么用处呢？
So the first thing they said is, what is the use of serving God?
当然神听起来很难过。
Of course, when God hears this, he will be very sad.
你一直讲到死，当然神就很难过了。
You keep saying this until the moment you die, God will be very sad to hear it.
那我们看第二个。
The second.
再回来看马拉基书。
Let's turn back to Malachi.
马拉基书的第三章
Chapter
3第二句话
The first thing, the second thing they say
遵守神的吩咐
And to keep God's ordinance
遵守神的吩咐有什么用呢
What's the profit of keeping his ordinance
我们人都是有很现实的物质的观点在衡量拜神有什么好处
As human, we use a very practical perspective or view to value what's the benefit of serving God
每天天就是聚会
So we go to service every night.
就是什么要行神的道。
And we practice God's words.
你看谁谁谁，他也没有聚会，他也没有什么行神的道。
But if you look at so-and-so who never goes to service, who never does God's will.
事业做得多好。
But yet their business is so advanced.
小孩子多有成就。
And their kids are so doing so well.
身体多健康。
And they're so healthy.
那你天天在讲行神的道做什么？
And so what's the point of keeping God's ordinance?
就用很现实的观点比较没有行道的人跟行道的人好像没有什么不一样。
We use a very practical perspective to compare people that keep God's ordinance with the people that don't. What is the difference between them?
如果没有不一样，我多做的就是多余的。
If there's no difference, then what's the point of me doing extra work?
但是事实上真的是不一样。
But the truth is, the lives are very different.
大卫要死的时候
，Before David died,
他告诉他的孩子
，He told his children
一个人生的体验
，That his life experience.
你一生要谨守遵行神的诫命
，That you need to keep God's ordinance for the rest of your life.
这样你前面的道路就会亨通。
Only then that the path before you will be prosperous.
神的话是无形的。
God's words is powerful.
无形的，看不见。
Is invisible.
但是当我们的心中真的是要尊神为大。
But in our hearts, if we honor God as the greatest.
这样得到神喜欢。
And we are pleasing to God.
我们前面的道路就亨通了。
Then the path, our life for, in front of us will be prosperous.
因为神祝福我们就亨通了。
Because God blesses, so our life is prosperous.
所以这个遵行神的道益处太多了。
So there are too many benefits to count for keeping God's ordinance.
我们再倒过来看。
So you look at the reverse side.
今天为什么我们家庭很多问题？
Today, why do we have so many problems in our families?
如果要讲实在，就是没有在行神的道。
The truth is that we have not kept God's ordinance.
我们的价值观不对。
Our value is, system is wrong.
我们带领家庭的方向不对。
The direction that we're leading our family is wrong.
没有照着圣经的指引。
We have not done according to the Bible.
所以问题一大堆。
That's why there's so many problems.
但是问题一大堆，这个不是绝望的。
But even if you have problems, it's not hopeless.
如果我们从今天开始
If starting today,
我们开始用神的话来调整我们
You use God's words to adjust your life.
调整我们的价值观
To adjust your value system.
做正确的决定
To make all the right decisions.
让我们的家庭活在神的道路当中
So that our family lives on the path of God.
那你就渐渐看看神就跟我们的家庭同在了
Then slowly you'll see that God abides with your family.
我家庭就充满着平安跟喜乐
Your family will be filled with peace and joy.
神的恩典就临到了。
God's blessings will come upon you.
如果说行神的道没有用。
If it is useless to practice the ordinance of God.
这个是对真理的无知。
This is naiveness. This is ignorance towards God's truth.
这样的讲法。
Such kind of saying
是得罪神的。
It's blasphemy against God.
行神的道大有益处。
Because keeping God's ordinance is extremely beneficial.
有今生跟来处的好处。
It has the benefits of this life and eternal life.
所以有时候我常常看一些信徒。
So sometimes when I look at some members,
离开教会，离开神。
They leave God, they leave the church.
在世界打喷。
And that they work hard in this world.
那有时候再回来再看到。 你没有神，到底你一生得到什么？
And when they return, I wonder what they have gained for forsaking God.
有时候真的一生白忙一场，什么也没有。
It seems like they work hard for their whole life for nothing.
连最宝贵属灵生命有时候都失掉了。
And they sometimes even lose the most precious spiritual life.
好，我们再看第三个。
Let's look at the third point.
马拉基书的第三章。
Malachi chapter
3. 十四节。
Verse 14.
最后一句。
Last part.
在万军的神面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？
We have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts.
这苦苦斋戒也可以把它了解说现在的禁食祷告。
To walk as mourner is the same as what we know today as fasting prayer.
圣经里面有记载禁食祷告。
The Bible records fasting praying.
这个禁食祷告当然就是肉身受苦。
To fast and pray, of course, your body is suffering.
那有什么用处呢？
So what's the profit of it?
那当我们这样一问，
So of course, when you ask this question,
我们就不会去禁食祷告了。
Then you will never fast and pray.
因为你不吃有什么用？
Because what's the point of not eating?
那既然没有用，那我就吃了。
Since it's useless, then of course I will eat.
但是如果我们看圣经里面的例子，
But if you look at the examples in the Bible,
以色列的百姓拜金牛犊，
The Israelites worship the golden calf.
本来神都要把他们消灭。
God was about to destroy all of them.
摩西上到西乃山。
But Moses went up to Mount Sinai.
四十昼夜不吃也不喝。
For 40 days and night he fasted.
他要祷告。
So he prayed.
求神赦免他们。
He prayed for God to forgive
them. 这一次祷告，如果神没有怜悯，
If during that prayer God did not have mercy on them,
台下来全部都死了。
When he comes down, the entire Israelites will be destroyed.
他祷告了四十昼夜。
So he prayed for 40 days and night.
真的是苦苦斋戒。
And he walked as a mourner.
神允许了。
So God granted his request.
神继续带领。
God continued to let them.
不只是这样。
Not only this.
当他下山的时候。
When he came down from the mount.
脸上充满荣光。
His face was filled with glory.
是神的光。
It is God's glory.
这个就是他的价值。
So that is the value.
所以在变貌山上。
So on the mount of transformation.
主耶稣容貌放光。
Lord Jesus transfigured and had a glory.
其中还有一个就是摩西。
Another person next to him was Moses.
还有以利亚。
And also Elijah.
所以苦苦斋戒是有益处的。
So there is benefit for walking as a mourner.
我们祷告多了，我们灵性会进步。
When we pray more, our spirituality will grow.
有一些问题你祷告没有办法解决，禁止祷告。
Some problems that when you pray, it still can be solved, so you should fast and pray.
我真的从心里面代表我们的心意。
So from our heart, it's a way of showing our intent.
这本来是神给我们的权利。
It is a privilege given to us by God.
饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And that we filled our stomach and our life is at ease.
那要表示我们的诚心。
But in order to show our sincerity,
连这个权利也把它暂时取消。
We temporarily give up this privilege.
这个祷告大有力量。
And this kind of prayer has power.
所以圣经里面说。
So the Bible tells us.
主耶稣说，这一类的鬼如果没有禁食祷告就不出去。
That this kind of demons, unless you fast and pray, you cannot cast them out.
有时候我们讲，我们教会也没有人附鬼啊。
Sometimes you might ask, there's nobody possessed with demon in our church.
不错，没有人附鬼。
It's true that nobody is demon possessed.
但是没有人附鬼就可以讲我们教会里面没有魔鬼在工作吗？
Just because nobody is demon possessed, can you say that there's no devil work in our church?
我们就看信徒部里面名册有多少人。
If you look at how many members in our directory,
今天聚会有多少人？
Compared with how many people sitting here for service today,
有多少人？
You realize how many people have been lost.
这个不是魔鬼的工作，这个是什么？
If this is not devil's work, what is it?
所以魔鬼用各种不同的方法要吞吃信徒。
So Satan used various tricks to swallow up members.
你喜欢钱就给你追求钱。
And so if you like money, the devil will allow you to pursue money.
尝到甜头就离开神。
And if you taste the sweetness of money, you'll leave God.
你喜欢快乐就给你快乐。
If you like pleasure, Satan will give you pleasure.
在快乐里面就上钩犯罪。
That in the midst of pleasure, you will sin against God.
你喜欢成就就给你成就。
If you like to be successful, he will give you success.
世界上成就变成神。
And the success in your life now becomes your God.
就离开了神。
And that's how you leave God.
魔鬼很厉害啊。
The devil is very, very, very trick.
我们看不见他，他看得见我。
We can't see him, but yet he can see us.
一个一个被魔鬼打倒。
That one by one we are defeated by Satan.
那怎么办？
So what can we do?
要祷告。
We must pray.
要禁食祷告。
We must fast and pray.
不是没有用，是大有功用的。
It's not useless, but rather it is powerful.
如果没有用，我们就不会做。
If it's useless, then we wouldn't do it.
如果大有功用，我们就会做。
If it has profits, if it's useful, then we would do it.
所以
And therefore,
哦，当我们不认识神。
When we don't know God,
我们在讲服侍神没有用啊。
And we say, what's the use of serving God?
守道理没有用啊。
And it's useless to keep His ordinance. 禁
止祷告没有用啊。
It's useless to fast and pray.
这个就代表我们不认识神。
All this means that we don't know God.
这样讲，我们跟神的关系就疏远了。
If you say this, then you have already distanced yourself from God.
这三件事情都大有功用。
These three things are very effective and powerful.
神是活的。
God is a living God.
大有能力的神
He is Almighty God.
如果我们愿意回转向他
If we're willing to return to Him,
照他的话来做
We do according to His commands.
他就回转向我们
He will return to us.
与我们同在
He will be with us.
当神与我们同在
When God abides with us.
活在我们教会
When He lives in our church.
我们的教会就是荣耀的教会
Our church will be a glorious church.
是会吸引人的教会
It will be a church that attracts the multitude.
是会有体验的教会
It will be a church where you have experience.
所以我们需要改变
So we must change.
我们现在用二十分钟的时间来祷告。
We now use 20 minutes to pray.
如果要接受按手，要祈求圣灵求恩典的，我们可以到前面来。
If you would like to have laying of hands or pray for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.